This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I identify as Godzilla. I duck identify as a dog. But to sell us tyranny, they got to scramble our brains and get us used to it. It's all behavioral psychologists. But the behavioral psychologists running all this, they're destroying their own futures as well. Jacob Engels, Owen Schroyer, how do we end that blind spot that people have to get them to stop being evil? Or I guess they're not going to stop. We've just got to stop them.
We can do everything we can to deprogram and inform and just try to be the best people, the best examples. But at the end of the day, people are going to have to do it for themselves, and they're going to have to learn. They're going to have to learn, and sadly, a lot of the times, people have to learn the hard way. I know I learned I learned a lot of things the hard way in my life. Some things I figured out before learning the hard way. But you hate to think we're reaching the point now where we're all going to have to go through the hard way together because some of us didn't learn it.
But the left, the more it gets worse for them personally, the more they double down. Jacob Engels.
Yeah, and that's the problem. We used to have this concept of self-determination in this country, of charting your own path, of being your own person. And now they've been so brainwashed to listen to the government, listen to the corporations, listen to the TV, films.
Which any idiot knows isn't smart.
Which is why now when I meet these people out in public, I don't want to get vicious, so I kind of just laugh. And I say, you're right. I love the government. I do everything the government and TV tell me to do. And then because that's when they really get mad.
So it's funny, when I was on the plane coming here, going through the airport, I was just walking through the airport, and everyone I go by said, I love Dr. Fauci. I love him. I love him so much. Isn't it great? I want the mask back. I want more booster. I want more vaccine. And you could just see people, some were laughing, but others were just like, ooh, how dare
it. In fact, I've thought about doing it, but I can't physically make myself lie, even if it's satire to be a lie, of like hosting whole shows from the point of the globalists. I mean, can you imagine what that would be like?
Well, yeah. I mean, just promote death and you just start from there. Just start rolling down from there. But that's what it is, because they think they're anti-establishment. And that's kind of like their whole, like...
What?
But
what
they're anti-establishment. They have the whole power structure behind them.
Yeah.
But that's a good point I made at some of these abortion parties when they're saying their chance they have...
It's funny. You call these pro-abortion things pro-abortion parties.
Well, they are abortion parties. They had an open bar. They held it at a concert venue. Then they come out in the street liquored up, drunk, marching all over the place. And I stood in their way, and they got really pissed off.
Screaming, I love killing babies.
Screaming, I love killing babies. I'll slit their throats and drink their blood.
So they've gone from, it's a woman's choice, I love killing babies.
Yes, and they want to eat them, too. That's what the one lady said.
And he has this all on film, by the way.
Yeah, you got a channel on Band.Video.
Yes. Jacob Engels on Band.Video, ladies and gentlemen.
And you're on Gab at Jacob Engels, CentralFloridaPost.com. But going to break here, but what else have you seen at the pro-abortion rallies?
Just disgusting things. You have children that are carrying around wire hangers. You have children whose parents have painted uteruses that are bleeding on them. You have all this stuff that they're doing to the kids. It's another form of grooming. It's not the sexuality aspect of it.
It's a cult.
It's a cult. It is. It's a total cult. And they even had...
Well, they're killing kids, damn right. It's a cult.
Well, and they had even a dog. They put some vest on a dog saying, I'm for abortion rights. Let that labradoodle be.
Yeah, the old saying, the cat didn't choose to be vegan, or I don't know how they say it. You know, cats aren't the ones choosing to be vegan. It's the parents.
So your cat didn't choose to be vegan.
Yeah. Yeah. Your kid didn't want to be vegan either. But they recognize that now. That one woman gave her kid a vegan diet. The kid malnourished, died. She got sued. She's going to jail.
Good.
Well, that's the thing, is that I don't claim to be the best looking guy in the world or whatever, but I go to a conservative rally. People look good. Their eyes are awake. They're black, white, old, young, no matter. You go to a leftist event, they look like they've been shot with a mutation ray. I mean, they look like hell.
Well, and in their eyes, you look in their eyes, and it's just black. It's like, you know, a demon has taken them and is not going to let go. And then they're pumped full of the drugs, they're on the booze, and then they have the brainwashing going on. So I don't know how you get some of these people off that.
I walk into these crowds, and just in the back of my head, it's like, do, 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 do. Oh, I'm going. Here I go to the abortion.
Hold on. We've got a few clips. We're coming right back. Stay with us. Wow.
The globalists are doing everything they can to destroy heterosexual relationships, to annihilate the family, to split up marriages. And if you look at the studies, the number one cause of marriages breaking up is the fact that the men cannot satisfy their women in the bedroom. It's that simple, ladies and gentlemen. And even if you're like me and hardly ever have a problem, I mean, all of us, one for another, do. That's just the truth. The liberals make fun of that, but everybody knows that's true. But whether you rarely have any issues or have them on a regular basis, Instahard is the number one best-selling natural herbal supplement in the world when it comes to male enhancement because it really works. It also gives you a ton of energy. And you can find it at TheIronPatriot.com. That just takes you to their website, but then we get some of the credit as a sponsor. So go to TheIronPatriot.com today, watch their informational videos, read the literature, and then get your Instahard in the mail today when seconds matter. Instahard.
I've got a
never gives up. He's Alex Jones, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, worldwide.
I did a couple months ago. We got vaccinated. Got my second shot April 19th. I'm vaccinated. I'll even lick metal. I'm not afraid of anything.
People vaccinated are getting sick.
What?
Hey.
Wait. Hey.
Oh, yeah.
¿Qué pasó?
No. You need a new booster.
What?
There is a global awakening, and humanity's got a real shot at beating this. But the energy shutdown, we're talking during the break, I said, what's the biggest thing? We're all agree. It's the shutdown of the energy, the banning of the cows all over the world, the collapse of all these countries. How do we counter that? Jacob Ingalls and, of course, Owen Schroyer.
I think we just have to let it accelerate. It's got to accelerate to the point where everyday Americans who have not woken up, wake up, and join us in this.
Because they are overthrowing all the governments that have done it.
Yes. Well, and if you look at something like Netherlands and a lot of these countries where that's happening, people are saying, wow, it's so amazing. But they don't realize those countries have been over socialist and communist rule for decades. And it's taken them this long to wake up, which really scares me because we're pushing towards the communism.
Can't we just bypass it and be like Florida?
If we could clone Ron DeSantis, I think that would be great.
You know, that's a great way to put it, though, Alex. I would love to bypass this. You know, I wish we could bypass this, but I think the bypass surgery is you know, it's, I just don't know if the opportunity.
You think it's in the rearview mirror?
I think it might be. It might be. I mean, we'll see how these midterms go, and we'll see what happens after that. But
you know, they're going to steal it. I mean,
I don't know why they wouldn't. They stole those Georgia Senate seats right in front of our eyes, even after they stole the presidential election. So they're going to be just as
bad. So let me interrupt, Owen. What do you make, I'm glad you raised that, of this Marshall Law Bill, H.R. 4350, that's on the Defense Authorization Act that makes the president a dictator? And Republicans aren't even that upset about it. For war with the American people, it's just for right-wingers.
So here's what the story with these bills kind of goes like this. When they write them, they don't plan on using them immediately. They usually bring it back 10, 20 years later and really clamp it down. I mean, look at the Patriot Act, Alex. I mean, you were on top of that, and you had the same sense of urgency. But now is when the Patriot Act is really coming into effect. Now they're going after the American people. They're going after the veterans. They're spying on them. They're imprisoning them. And that all that precedent, all that idea comes from the Patriot Act. And so now is when it's really heavy. It's like, hey, we didn't act. We didn't get how big of a deal it was back then. So that's kind of how you look at this. We're not going to see. I don't think they're going to use this to put Biden into a position of power, but it'll be the guy 8 years, 12 years.
Oh, yeah. I've been mobbed by comments. They won't make Biden. It's the president becomes a dictator.
Yeah.
With no congressional oversight.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's just another one of those deals where it's going to come back on us down the road.
I agree with you, but it took 20 years to get to the Patriot Act. Everything is compressed now. That'll take a year to get to this.
Well, and is this the bill that had the provisions that Adam Schiff put in there?
Yeah.
That
it says right-wing extremists, the Pentagon will be used against us domestically, and the Congress has no oversight of domestic military operations. That's illegal under the Constitution.
Well, and so maybe there's some writing on the wall that they're seeing trying to protect themselves going into the midterms. Maybe.
And I agree. And if the 400 Uvalde police couldn't save the kids, and if we couldn't win the war in Vietnam, I'm not looking for a war with the military and police, but if I was the military and police, I would not want the deep state to start a fight with us. I mean, look, we don't want to fight, but it's like we're like an 800-pound gorilla and like a 2-pound weasel trying to start a fight with us. It ain't going to go well.
But that's why I think what Jacob said in the beginning is that kind of is what leads to that belief of we need it to accelerate a little bit. Because, look, the average American out there is a good person, but the bread and circus still goes on.
So you guys are accelerationists.
I'm really not. I really don't like to think this way. But
because I've been trying to stop this, but then I get your point once we get here.
It's just... When you try to sit down and really talk it out, I understand that the acceleration.
I've been a decelerationist.
Well, I mean, I would say if anything, we're just a outright pump the brakes. Let's pump the brakes on eugenics for a little bit. Maybe we should stop that. Maybe pump the brakes on Satanism for a couple decades.
Exactly, we're jamming the brakes through the floor.
Yeah, but it's getting to the point now where it's like, all right, we've been prepared.
I agree. That's where I've got now. It's almost a sense of peace. I'm like, I tried to stop this, and
well, but also. You have to showcase the insanity and the absolute absurdity of it all. And so that's why I think I'm in favor of accelerating it, because the more and more we let them push forward and forward and get weirder, like that lady that's doing the nuclear energy and Dr. Levin, I mean, it's got to reach a point where Americans sit there and say, this is just bad.
Well, it's like hey, we warned you they were going to shut your energy off. It's like, oh, they didn't shut your energy off. Oh, really? It just cost you $500 to fill your gas tank. You're right. They didn't have to turn it off. They just priced you out of it. That was
now they have cooling centers. You predicted a year ago, because you read documents, but there'll be cooling centers where your power's off. You got to go to a sports stadium. That's now in L.A. That's now in Berlin.
So that's why it's like, look, I don't want that. I don't want people to not even be, the poor people to be living in 100-degree heat 24/7 because they can't afford to cool their houses. That's not what I want. So I'm not an accelerationist, but I'm just saying the bread and circus goes on until the bread and circus doesn't. And that's when people are going to say, hey, where's my bread and circus? And you're going to say, well, I told you who took it.
And then it all burns down, which Klaus Schwab, he thinks the angrier world will bring their power in. But as long as they're being exposed, being behind it, it'll be their Waterloo.
But that's why I think the accelerationist attitude is there, because like you said, Alex, it's an 800-pound gorilla versus a little ferret. And if getting this to people's front doors is what it's going to take to get that 800-pound gorilla up and saying, hey, we got to turn on the gas.
Yep.
We got to open the coal mines. We got to shut the border down.
We got to have the pedophiles leave our kids alone.
Yeah.
All right, Jacob Ingalls, you're going to be here for a few more days on the show with us. Owen Schroyer, of course, needs no introduction. He's on at 3 p.m. Central, CentralFloridaPost.com. And, of course, we're going to be having the great Harrison Smith on, who never gets sick. He was going to be on with us today, but he got sick after the show today. So I hope he gets better. Obviously, he will. A great patriot. Thank you so much, gentlemen, for the time. We're going to go to break. Stay right here. I want to talk to you after this. And then the great Wayne Allen Roots taking over, and then Owen Schroyer in 45 minutes. Separately, I got to pay some bills. Plus, we got great products you need. The new product, I've lost 39 pounds on it. Got it 3 months ago. It is Diet Force, all natural, concentrated, natural enzymes that are great for your libido, your energy, your stamina, but mainly your immune system, but mainly your metabolism. It works amazing. I want to thank folks for getting here, keeping us on air. Diet Force, the newest products, InfoWarsStore.com, is 40% off. The Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Bodies, back in stock, is 25% off. We have X2, 40% off, and so much more. Thank you for keeping us on air. Also, Alex's War premieres in select theaters around the country the 29th. We have the exclusive DVD at InfoWarsStore.com. I didn't make the film. It's incredible. 28 years of our fight. It is powerful. Brought tears to my eyes. It's exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Whatever you do, continue to spread the word about the reports, the videos, all of it, because the world is so ready to hear the truth right now. Owen Schroyer goes live in T-minus 45 minutes. Wayne Allen Root coming up. And Jacob Ingalls, CentralFloridaPost.com. Thank you so much for watching today. Wayne Allen Root takes over. Whatever you do, keep spreading the word, because that overrides the censors and changes the world. But I want to thank all of you that have been supporting us. You know who you are. Make donations at InfoWars.com/crypto. InfoWars.com/crypto. We'll be right back.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Gary W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Youngevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Here, as I always am on Tuesday afternoons, or Tuesday mornings, as it were, in Las Vegas. It's noonish here in Las Vegas. Actually, it is afternoon. And it could have been a disastrous report from Las Vegas today. As we were getting ready for this show, reports started flying in that there was an explosion at the Hoover Dam. You talk about tragedy for the United States of America. It's right up there with, the big one hitting Los Angeles and millions of people being, their houses destroyed in rubble and thousands dead. Well, if you ever destroyed the Hoover Dam, there'd be no water for the entire Southwest United States. Las Vegas, Phoenix, we'd all be without water. We'd turn into a parched desert. All our houses would be worthless and the Southwest United States would cease to exist. Hoover Dam, an explosion as we went to press, as it were, as I was about to come on the air with all of you on the Alex Jones Show here at InfoWars, and I am happy to report that it was a transformer explosion. It was relatively minor. The videos of it on the spot look like a gigantic mushroom cloud of dark smoke, but it was really relatively minor. They say they put it out at the dam before the fire department ever got there, and there is no disaster to report, thank God. Because here I am in Las Vegas. Can you imagine if I said, Wayne Root, coming to you, no water coming out of the faucets, no electricity, Las Vegas is down and out. Can you imagine? The entire American Southwest has no water for the foreseeable future. Everything's okay. So if you saw those reports, it is a false alarm. Everything is okay. What's not okay is the rest of the United States of America. The rest of the USA is a freaking disaster. So, the food plants burning to the ground, the food processing facilities exploding, 4 natural gas pipelines blown up in the last week, the supply chain ruined, open borders with millions streaming over, a disaster of epic proportions. Airlines every weekend and every day, but particularly weekends, so many thousands of flights canceled and delayed because of the COVID mandates. Pilots out sick. Pilots refusing to work. Pilots forced into retirement. We have a disaster on our hands in every aspect of this country. Supply chain, food, gasoline, energy, travel. It's a disaster. And it's only getting worse. Let me read you my column, though, that came out just a few days ago. Nationally syndicated by Creator Syndicate. And I think it'll resonate with you. You'll hear this column and go, wow, he's right. The GOP is asleep at the switch. Do they want to lose? My column is about the upcoming midterm elections. And while I believe if the elections were fair, we'd absolutely win by a landslide, the biggest landslide in the history of politics. We'd win and win and win maybe 80 to 100 seats in the House and we'd sweep the Senate. But it's not fair. It's not honest. They're rigging them again. The Democrat plan to steal the midterms, say goodbye to Biden and say hello to King Kong, monkey COVID. Do you think the GOP will win in a landslide victory in the November midterms? Do you think it will be a cakewalk? Boy, are you naive. I've been warning about what's coming for many months on my nationally syndicated radio show, Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered on USA Radio Network. It's all starting to happen just as my crystal ball predicted, I'm sorry to say. First, I've been warning nonstop that Democrats are planning to steal
the 2020 midterm just as they stole the 2020 presidential election. More on that in a moment. Second, I've been warning that Democrats and their PR wing in the mainstream media are planning to bring back COVID hysteria again, just in time to steal the midterms. This is the perfect timing to demand universal mail-in ballots with no voter ID or signature match to steal the midterms. Third, I've been warning that Democrats would find a way to force Joe Biden out of office and then blame this whole economic disaster and food shortage and supply chain disaster on him, thereby deflecting blame from the Democrat Congress. Don't look now, but it's all starting to happen, just as I predicted. The signs are all there. First, COVID. It's back. Just as I predicted, like Freddy Krueger. I'm back. Just as I predicted for many months. Just read the tea leaves. The WHO just recommended indoor masks for everyone. And Fauci just recommended indoor masks for everyone. And New York has mandated indoor masks officially and outdoors if you're in a crowd. And Los Angeles is mandating indoor masks starting in 2 weeks. Both cities, New York and L.A., claim to be inundated with new COVID cases. More tea leaves to read. China shut down all the Macau casinos. MGM, Wynn, they've all got casinos in Macau, Las Vegas Sands, and they shut them down for a week. As of yesterday, they extended it for another week. That's how it happened last time. You know, 2 weeks to save the country, and then another 2 weeks, and then a month, and then 2 months, and then 3 months. That's how it all happens. More tea leaves. In the UK, the media is warning of new lockdowns coming. Lockdowns, not masks, lockdowns. Biden's HHS secretary is warning of a bad COVID outbreak this fall. How does he know? Does he have a crystal ball? I've got a crystal ball. Everything I say in the media comes true 99.999% of the time for the last 7 years. But I'm a conspiracy theorist. But all the liberals in the media and the Biden administration, nothing they ever predict ever comes true. But he knows for a fact we're going to have a COVID outbreak this fall. You know why he knows it? Because the election is this fall. And then there's monkeypox. The gay community is panicking in New York City and San Francisco. They're lined up like obedient sheep for monkeypox vaccines, as if they haven't had enough of 1, 2, 3 and more of the COVID vaccines that are killing people at a rate I cannot even believe. More on that later in the show. And in a new outbreak of Marburg virus in Africa, so far there are 2 victims, but they're both dead. 2 for 2, 100% death rate. And polio is showing up again all around the world, from Africa to Ukraine. There's even traces of poliovirus isolated in the wastewater of London. Oh, it's coming. You can see the tsunami forming. Remember, Democrats never let a crisis go to waste. Those are the words of Rahm Emanuel. Whether it's a new scarier version of COVID or a merger of monkey COVID or King Kong COVID or polio or Marburg virus, Democrats and their PR wing, the mainstream media, will soon be inundating you with scary news to make you hysterical, hide in your home for months on end, mask up and suffocate yourself with face diapers, and get your 25th vaccine. This is how they will try and cheat, rig, and steal the midterms with millions of fake mail-in ballots with no voter ID and no signature match. It's the 2020 game plan, but updated with even scarier names for new variants and new diseases. I'll continue with my column when we get back. We're taking a short break. I want to mention I'm Wayne Allyn Root. My website's rootforamerica.com. My email's wayneroot@gmail.com. And my national radio show is Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered, on USA Radio. If it's not available where you are on traditional radio, just go to rootforamerica.com and right at the top, click. And you're listening to my national radio show, 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern every night. We'll be right back. War.
Myself and so many other people on this planet, especially as you get older, you gain weight, even if you eat a lot less. And I got to tell you, InfoWars is only about bringing you amazing products that really work. So we looked at the supplement market that we fund a lot of our operations with, and we said, what are the best-selling, natural, healthy, anti-fat weight loss products that are out there? We went and looked at the top 10, and they all had the same ingredients in common that is in this product. But with our new product from X7 Diet Force, we got the very best concentrates of these known natural essences that just do amazing things for your body. And so I've lost almost 40 pounds. I'm still a little bit overweight in the last 3 months, and I've been doing it using Diet Force and also exercise. Well, now Diet Force is exclusively available right now at InfoWarsStore.com, 40% off. InfoWarsStore.com, Diet Force. You need to take this product. It really works.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
All right, Wayne on Rue Live on Tuesday afternoon, July 19th. By the way, tomorrow's my birthday, July 20th. This is my Alex Jones birthday show. And I'm proud to be with you. Lots of great things going on. I wish you were with me last week, last Saturday, this past weekend, at Freedom Fest, the biggest conference every year in Las Vegas, about 3,000 people attending. And every year I've got the starring role in the big debate at Freedom Fest, usually me against the liberal. Sometimes it's me as a team, a tag team. I was with Candace Owens 2 years ago or 3 years ago before COVID. It was me and Candace in a tag team debating about the Trump administration and the job they were doing. This time, it was just me up against a liberal journalist to debate, was the 2020 election stolen? A one-hour debate. And this is why
The media doesn't ever want to let Wayne Root debate with them about stolen elections because I knocked the guy out, baby. Destroyed him. Matter of fact, the crowd booed him off the stage. He was a very nice guy, by the way. And he was very respectful to me. And we were very friendly off stage, both before and after the debate, which is the way I am. But during a debate, I'm intense. I'm an ex-football player. And I was going at him like a flying demon. And I destroyed him. And the crowd literally twice booed him off the stage. And the moderator had to ask me to get the crowd under control that, you know, hey, listen. Let a guy talk. You got to tell him to let the guy talk, Wayne. They love you. You're winning the debate. We get that. Can you tell him to let him talk? This is not the Lions and the Christians in front of the Romans, you know? So I asked the crowd to quiet down twice, and they did. But when it was over, they voted. It was a landslide victory for yours truly. I'm now 5-0. Five debates at Freedom Fest. 5 years in a row I debated at Freedom Fest with the biggest debate of the central issue of our time, and 5-0. Thank you to that audience who is so clearly home field advantage for Wayne Allyn. Nice people, all great patriots, some libertarians, some conservatives, some Republicans, all patriots, and all clearly see what's going on with America. And the media doesn't ever want a one-on-one debate with me and the two issues I could destroy them on. Actually, three issues. One, Cloward Piven and the communists take over the United States and the Great Reset. It's happening right now. Biden's not incompetent. Yes, he's an old man with dementia who wears diapers and a mask and has no idea where he is. He's not the one doing it. Obama is clearly the president of the United States in his third term. Clearly the president of the United States. And it's all Obama is doing, not Biden is doing. So it's a communist takeover of our country, and I'll debate that with anyone, anytime, based on Cloward Piven that I learned at Columbia University when I went there, class of 83, with Barack Hussein Obama. So that's number one. I'll debate you anytime. This is a purposeful, intentional takedown of the United States and the U.S. economy, capitalism, and the middle class. It's happening right now. Number two is the stolen election of 2020. I will take on anyone, anytime. Do you hear me, media? Do you hear me at CNN? Do you hear me, MSNBC? Do you hear me, Rachel Maddow? Do you hear me, politicians in the Biden administration? Do you hear me, Obama? Anytime, anywhere, anyone wants to debate in front of a crowd of thousands or on national TV, Wayne Root will debate the 2020 stolen election. I did it in front of 2,000 people at Freedom Fest, and every person in that room, when it was over, knew that the election was stolen, based on what I had to say. And I don't even base it on facts. I base it on stories of how absolutely, positively, you'd have to be a moron to not know the election was stolen. You know, it's right in front of your eyes. What do you believe? Your eyes or the lying media? So anytime, anywhere, let's go. Come on, let's go. Let's debate. And number three is the COVID vaccine. I'll debate anyone, anywhere. Doctors, medical experts, scientists, Fauci, CDC experts, WHO experts, FDA experts, American Medical Association experts, the world's greatest brain surgeon, I don't care who it is, the head of MIT, the head of Harvard Medical School, head of Johns Hopkins Medical School. I will debate masks. I will debate vaccines. I will debate lockdowns. I will debate therapeutics and vitamins that should have been used. Ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, vitamin C, vitamin D, zinc, quercetin, selenium, probiotics, garlic, all of them, silver, structured silver and colloidal silver. I will debate it with any of you. Dr. Fauci, do you have the balls to go for it? Let's go. Dr. Fauci, with all his fancy degrees, against Wayne Allyn Root, the talk show host, and the former professional sports gambler from Las Vegas. Let's see who fares better in a debate. I'll take my razor out and I'll slice you verbally the way I sliced that liberal journalist in Las Vegas on Saturday in front of 2,000 people. Now, just so you know, I don't make these things up. Go to my website starting tomorrow. I don't know what time today it'll be up, so I'll say starting tomorrow. RootForAmerica.com. And up on my website, RootForAmerica.com, will be the video of the debate. So you know I tell no lies. You'll see me destroy my opponent in the debate about the 2020 stolen election at RootForAmerica.com. And when you go there, sign up so you're on my mailing list. And whether it's there when you go there or it's a few hours late and you go, oh, it's not there, We'll mail it to you. Everybody, I have a mailing list at Root for America. There's the website. And join my mailing list, and we will literally send you an email with a link to my debate as soon as it's ready and we can put it up. You know, I'm not a technical guy, but they tell me it's a gigantic file that's so big it's taking hours to download. So it should be up later today, certainly by tomorrow, but we will email everyone on my list with the link to the video. Go to rootforamerica.com and just give your email address and you're on the list. That's it. All right. That's my challenge. Any liberal, any time about the communist takeover of the United States by the Biden-Obama administration right now, with Obama in his third term, using Cloward Piven to usher in the Great Reset, number one. Number two, the stolen 2020 election. Number three, COVID vaccines. I'll debate anyone, anytime, anywhere, in a national forum, on national TV, or national radio, or in front of a huge crowd. And you watch what I did to that guy in Las Vegas. Go to rootforamerica.com. Now, let me finish up my commentary that went out this weekend. I started by telling you they're going to rig and cheat and steal with the 2020 midterms the same way they did with the, 2022 midterms, same way they did with the 2020 election. And they're going to do it by bringing COVID back and making people hysterical, even though doctors and hospitals are now saying the government is lying. There's lots of people with COVID. None of them are dying. None of them are hospitalized. None of them are seriously ill. You know what that's called? A cold. It's called the flu. It's gone on since the beginning of time. People get a boo-boo. The world doesn't have to change. You don't need masks. They don't work. You don't need lockdowns. They don't work. They destroy the economy. Doesn't prevent anyone from getting sick. And the vaccines will only make you sicker because everybody with COVID almost exclusively is someone who's vaccinated. So, and by the way, you know what came out today? The most vaccinated nation in the world, enough with the dancing nurses, the most vaccinated nation in the world is New Zealand. And guess who has the most COVID in the world right now per capita? New Zealand, per population, the most vaccinated nation in the world, the most COVID in the world, just as I've been trying to tell you for 2 years. So part due to my narrative of a GOP landslide, everyone wants Biden gone, even the most liberal Democrat voters can't stand Biden anymore. The media can't stand Biden anymore. I predicted for weeks that Democrats would throw Grandpa off of the plane, and I was right. Once again, read the tea leaves. The media has turned against Biden. Suddenly, they're actually reporting on Hunter Biden's laptop, another aspect of the stolen 2020 election that they literally blacked out that you couldn't see. It's clear they're laying the groundwork for Biden's departure. Democrats need a scapegoat. They have to blame this entire mess the country's in on someone. Joe Biden is a target-rich environment, meaning he's a helpless, feeble old man with dementia. And the only question is timing. When can they throw Grandpa from the plane? I see my countdown clock says about 30 seconds to go. I will finish part three of this when we get back, and I'll tell you exactly how they're going to get rid of Joe Biden, who they're going to bring in, and believe me when I tell you, it's not Kamala. If there's anyone in America more hated than Joe Biden, it's Kamala Harris, because she's as incompetent as Biden, and what's her excuse? She doesn't even have dementia. She's just not very smart. Probably the dumbest politician ever in a high post in the history of America. How she got there? She's a black woman, and they wanted a black woman. That's it. That's the only qualification on the resume of Kamala Harris. We'll be right back. I'll tell you how they're going to get rid of Biden.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
All right, Wade Allen Root, welcome back to the show. The Warriors with you. The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott book is my hot new best-selling book. It'll be joined in September by the Great Patriot Protest and Boycott book, and I'll give you a list of the biggest and best corporations in America to buy from that are on our side, the good guys' side. But right now, it's the bad guys' list of all the companies you should boycott, and a listing of all their contact information, the CEO's name, the board of directors' name, the address to mail things to, the email address, the phone number, how you get through to them, all of that in the Great Patriot Protest and Boycott book, so we can make our voices heard. Let me continue on in this last segment of my abbreviated hour this week. Let me continue on with my column about the Democrat plan to steal the midterm, say goodbye to Biden, and say hello to King Kong Monkey COVID. Funny name I made up that of course, gives you not only a laugh, but a look at how absurd it all is. Yeah. You know, oh my God, it's King Kong COVID. I argued from day one that if I said to you, look, there's a monkey, you know, you'd be like, okay, there's a monkey. But if I said, look, it's King Kong, and he's eating the Empire State Building, the world would run in horror and hysteria and panic, and business would shut down, and cars would smash into each other, and the world would stop because King Kong is here. So when we gave COVID the name COVID, which is a scary name, monkeypox, these are scary names, Marburg virus, Ebola. They scare you, and they should, because Marburg virus is deadly. Ebola's deadly. The girl screaming from King Kong. I love that. But COVID is not deadly if you're a normal, healthy person. It's a cold. It's a minor flu. Don't get hysterical, but especially if you take ivermectin. So in the last year, I've been out, you know, I'm a guy who has, what do I have? I think I have 6,000 numbers in my cell phone. I know a lot of people, and a lot of them come to Vegas. And I go to dinner, I go to lunch, got a lot of business associates, a lot of friends, a lot of fans, and all over the United States and all over the world. At my wedding were people from Portugal and England, and I can't even remember all the places they came from. So my point is I go out with these people, and I tell them that all you have to do is take ivermectin, and COVID goes away in 2 days. And I'm not a doctor, I'm not a scientist, I'm not prescribing, I'm just telling you my experience from speaking to thousands of people, and every single person I speak to goes, oh yeah, I've got like 300 tablets sitting in my refrigerator ready if something happens. And when I had COVID 3 months ago, last month, 1 year ago, 2 years ago, whatever it was, whenever they had COVID, they took ivermectin and went away in 24 to 48 hours. And I had COVID and went away in 24 to 48 hours. It went away in 48 hours, but 24 hours after I took ivermectin, it was gone. Now, nobody tells you that in the hospital. Nobody tells you that in the doctor's office. Matter of fact, they tell you it's a lie. They tell you that they slander it, and they try and destroy hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin. And they will never tell you about vitamin C, vitamin D, zinc, and quercetin, which have amazing effects against viruses of all kinds. Not COVID, all viruses. They're antiviral and antibacterial. And there's many other wonderful things out there. I could give you a list. As a matter of fact, if you email me, wayneroot@gmail.com, I will give you a list of all the things that I have compiled over the years that are great for your health and boosting your immune system and fighting off viruses, not COVID. I never said there's a cure for COVID. You're never going to get me, government. There's no cure for COVID, and I don't sell anything. I don't sell a single product. All I'm going to tell you is the vitamins that are very good for you to stay healthy, build your immune system, and fight off viral infections of all kinds. And so I've got a great list, wayneroot@gmail.com. Let me finish up, and I can't tell you how many lives have been saved, and I'm not saying that. My audience says that. How many of my fans and friends have emailed me and texted me to tell me in the last year, thank God for you, Wayne Allyn-Root. You saved my life. You saved my wife's life. You saved my family's life because we found out about vitamin C, vitamin D, quercetin, and zinc, and ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine on your show, and it saved our life, and we never went to any hospital, and we never got seriously ill, and COVID became a little cold. Or if they took it as a preventative, as they call it a prophylactic, a preventative, they never got COVID. And they said, thank you, Wayne Root. All these people got COVID. I never got sick, even though everyone in my family was sick because I took the hydroxychloroquine. You may be asking, how did you get sick, Wayne? Well, first of all, I've been sick one time in 25 years. One time. And that was COVID last November. I think it was November 1st or 2nd I got COVID. I am not a typical person like maybe you out there. Some people were not out that much. They were very careful. I never slowed down one day, 1 hour, 1 minute, 1 second due to COVID. I went out to dinner every night. I went out to business lunches every day. I was out and about in the world. I was speaking at conferences. I was speaking at people's homes. I was speaking at major events. I was the master of ceremonies. I was the keynote speaker. I was out in crowds 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, the entire last 2 years of COVID, or almost 2 years of COVID. And I never slowed down, never locked down, never closed my business, and never changed anything in my life, and was constantly out in crowds without a mask, and shook every hand and hugged every lady and hugged every guy and kissed every baby, and never got sick except for once, and it was a mild 48 hours of COVID. So that's the story. How do I know it was COVID? I tested positive for COVID. I had a fever. I had a cough, and I had a loss, a massive, dramatic loss of taste for 1 day. And as soon as I took ivermectin, I was fine. And then as soon as I had a visiting nurse come over and give me intravenous vitamin C on top of the ivermectin, the taste came right back, and I was back to normal again. Let me finish my column on the Democrat plan to steal the midterms, say goodbye to Biden, and say hello to King Kong, monkey, COVID. So my prediction is Democrats are going to get rid of Biden. First, they're going to blame COVID on why you need mail-in ballots. Then they're going to get rid of Biden. So in the last 3 minutes of the show, I want to tell you how they're going to get rid of Biden. Democrats will find a reason to remove Biden or force his resignation, and I predict it'll happen before the midterms. Why? First of all, he's in dramatic decline. It's so obvious. Everybody sees it. There's no time to spare. Joe Biden is going to drop dead or have a stroke or die of COVID right in front of all of us. If you don't remove him from office, this man will crumble in front of all of us. He's falling apart by the second. He's not there anymore. He was at least able to be have some cognitive, decent brain response during the debates. They gave him whatever pill and they shot him up with a needle with some kind of juice and gave him energy during the debates. And he was passable. Not great, but he wasn't a cadaver. Today, no matter what they do, he's a walking cadaver. It's Weekend at Biden's. If you remember Weekend at Bernie's, he's like a Muppet and someone's got their hand up his butt. And they're making his mouth move, but he doesn't even have control over what's coming out anymore. So he's got to go. But number two, the reason why I think they'll force his resignation before the midterms is to change the narrative before the midterms so they don't lose in a landslide. They're going to blame everything on Biden and throw him under the bus. And they're going to say it wasn't the Democrats, it wasn't our policies, it was Biden. And third, if they wait till after the midterms, they may face a GOP majority that would be unwilling to confirm the new vice president because they'll have to move Kamala up and the new VP will never get confirmed by a Republican Congress. So they need to do it now while they've got the majority. And so I think they're going to make Kamala president for now, but they're going to cut a deal with it, is my prediction. She'll get the coveted title president of the United States that she can use for the rest of her family's legacy and life, right? She'll get big speaking deals, big book deals. She'll make millions. She'll always be President Kamala Harris. And in return, she'll agree to step down within 1 year, and the new VP will become the president. So you watch whoever they name as the new VP for Kamala when she's moved up to president will be the chosen one for 2024 because they'll want an incumbent Democrat president running against against former President Donald J. Trump, who we all know is the real legitimate president of the United States. My best guess is the California egomaniac governor and tyrant extraordinaire Gavin Newsom. Other possibilities, Hillary Clinton, Michelle Obama, or Transportation Secretary Pete Butthead. That's what I call him. The bumbling, embarrassing stay-at-home mom who's ruined the supply chain of the United States. That's the short list. I know one thing. Neither Biden or Kamala can ever be on the 2024 ticket, or Trump will win in a landslide victory, and Democrats know that too. So the plan to steal the midterms is in the works. Say hello to King Kong COVID and mail-in voting, and say goodbye to the man from dementia. And if that doesn't work out, there's always the option of pushing Putin into World War III. But trust me, Democrats aren't going to sit back and allow a GOP landslide. These aren't run-of-the-mill Democrats. These aren't traditional Democrats. These are radical communist traitors running today's Democrat Party, and communists never willingly give up power. So we may win the midterms, but it's not going to be easy, and don't say I didn't warn you. They're trying to rig it right now. I'm Wayne Allyn, RootForAmerica.com. My email, WayneRoot@gmail.com. My book, The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book, by Wayne Allyn Root at Amazon or Barnes & Noble. Have a great day. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.